you want to take a lap?
Take a lap around the club?
Yeah. Or
what? Oh, okay.
Wait, do you do that?
No.
You don't take a lap. Everyone, welcome back to another episode of Prugugi Pod. I'm Hannah, and today we're joined by one of my biffles. We've been friends for like, what, 10 plus years?
10 plus, yeah.
So this is Luke Shim. He's probably very popular in the South Bay community. I don't think so. I think you got like ultimate riz out of all my guy friends.
I don't know about all that. I don't know where she's getting all this information from, but okay.
What you mean? Right. And so today we're just going to talk a little bit about dating in real life, maybe a little bit online, and mostly just how to approach people. So I guess to just start things off, I think you're one of my few friends who like will see somebody out, like when, you know, when we go to a club, bar, whatever, and like actually approach. Is that correct?
Sometimes.
Yeah. If someone is like,
well, it's like harder when they're in a group. Okay. Or like, you know, it's like, but if they're kind of like wandered off and you see them alone, then that's when it kind of gets easier.
Let's say you like see a girl and you're like, oh, she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like in a big group. Will you just not approach? Like, how do you get her to like, you know what I mean?
I mean, you just kind of observe what's happening throughout the night, you know? But when they're in a big ass group, no, that's kind of harder to approach, because like you approach them and then what, all the other friends would kind of look over and then it's like, oh shit.
Like, let me not do this in front of everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, like, yeah, you can approach them in the group, but it's like,
right,
definitely a little bit more different.
I totally feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I see somebody, I'm like, oh, they're cute or whatever, like, I will not approach at all, because like I get really shy. Mm-hmm. But I do find myself being like, to maybe one girlfriend being like, you want to take a lap?
Take a lap around the club?
Yeah.
Or what? Oh, okay.
Wait, do you do that?
No.
You don't take a lap?
No.
Wait, even yesterday we were out and like I grabbed Priscilla and I was like, should we take a lap? Do you want to take a lap?
Take a lap to what? Like observe just, the people around?
Yeah. Okay. Just, you know, kind of.
No, I don't take laps.
Wait, is that just a me thing?
I know some people that do laps, but no. Interesting. I did not even see you take a lap, but okay.
Well, okay, we got like caught up, so we didn't actually finish the lap, but
okay,
we did like
okay,
a half lap.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay,
around
okay.
the bar.
Half a mile.
Yeah. Wait, that's so funny. Yeah. And so, you know, you did say like you approach people like, you know, maybe if they're, you know, a little bit off, a little bit separated from their friends and whatnot. But I guess like, right, it takes a certain level of confidence,
right,
to be able to do that.
Well, one thing, it was your birthday this past, your past birthday.
Oh.
And then she was part of your group, but she wasn't from California or Los Angeles.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't going to approach them because it was like, I just came and then I saw them. I thought one of them was cute.
Yeah.
And then later on throughout the night, they were leaving, but they were saying bye to you. And uh-huh. I was like, but it was just you and then two other friends, and one of the girls was the one that I thought was cute.
Right.
I was like, all right, this is the opportunity. Because you guys were talking. I was like, I just came up to you guys. Like, hey, I didn't meet you yet. Like, my name is Luke.
Oh.
And remember that?
Yeah, I do.
So I was like, hey, my name is Luke, blah, blah, blah. And then introduced myself. And that's kind of all I wanted to do. I didn't really want to do anything else.
Right.
I just get my face there and then
right.
my name there. And then that's it. It's kind of like,
Okay. Yeah. And so do you not use pickup lines?
No. I just kind of just like approach him as a normal conversation. Like, obviously, if I see some shoes that I like, or, you know, I like the pants they're wearing or the shirt or whatever, it's like compliment them first on it. And then pickup lines, I don't know. It's like, I feel like it's a hit or miss. I don't have any good pickup lines. Not, to be honest, I'm not like really. Yeah, it's just like conversation. Start the conversation.
Right.
That's how it started.
Because I'm trying to recall in my experience, there has literally never been a time where a pickup line has worked. Because I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, so that's why I don't really approach it like that with the pickup line. Because
it
feels weird to me, to be honest. If I come up to a girl like, hey, I don't even know.
I don't even know what I would say.
Yeah, I don't know what I would say. So it's like anything around the environment or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I do think like I will like kind of make comments here and there if just to gauge gauge interest. Mm-hmm. And so I guess, like, how would you feel if I, like, went up to you and I was like, oh, like, I like your outfit. Like, yeah. Do you think that it's enough to be like, oh, maybe this girl
is interested? So. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows, though? It's like, whether I think that you're interested or not, it's like a compliment. And it goes from there. It's like, oh, thank you. Like, maybe, like, if I look at your outfit, oh, I like yours, too. And then.
Right.
The conversation starts and then it goes.
Yeah, I guess, like, in terms of, like, shooting your shot, like, how have you, like, kind of, like, built the confidence to do that? Because I feel like recently I've really been thinking about how I'm so nervous mm-hmm. as soon as I'm like, oh, I think I'm interested in someone. Or even if it's just, like, the simple, like, oh, they're kind of cute or, like, I like their outfit. And so how have you, like, built the confidence to do that?
Well, for me, it's like, I think working in the healthcare also plays a part because I also deal with patients every 30 minutes or every hour, whatever. It's like just building the social skills. I have to meet different types of people every day. And then it's like, obviously that's different from talking to a girl, but it's talking to people. I kind of treat it as like, if I think a girl is cute, obviously there's nerves into it, but it's like, I kind of treat it as like a normal conversation. Like,
right.
If I think they're cute, then it's like, oh, okay, like, hi, like, what's your name? My name is Luke, and blah, 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 just go from there.
Because, yeah, I don't know, something about, like, I guess, like, admitting to myself that, like, I'm interested in someone immediately makes it so that, like, I'm, like, in my head. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know when you're, like, thinking about what you're saying or, like, thinking about how you're, like, coming off?
Right. Well, I think you gotta think of it as, like, are you ever gonna see this person again, though? Like, kind of just approach it in that way. Like, okay, like, if it goes away where they're gonna be like, oh, thank you, and then walk away, it's like, who cares at the end of the day, right? It's like, yeah, your feelings might get hurt, but it's like, can't really dwell on that, because it's like, whatever, it's just, you're just another guy that I gave you a compliment to, or right. girl that I gave you a compliment to, and you get shot down, okay, on to the next.
Huh.
And then your life goes on. Like, you can't just dwell on it and be like, okay, just really be shot down and get you in the mood where you don't need to, like, so.
Yeah, that's true. I do think, like, maybe, I don't think I, like, have dealt with a lot of, like, rejection mm-hmm. simply because I, like, don't put myself out there enough. And I think it's because I'm, like, scared of it, you know? Like, my head never goes to, oh, I'm never going to see this person again.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's easier to think about it that way, or, like, approach someone if you think about it that way.
Right.
Because I think I've just gotten so accustomed to approaching people like that. It's like, I always think, like, okay, if I get rejected, who cares? Like, my life goes on, and I'm not going to see them ever again. But LA's so small, or it's big, but...
But it's really small.
So yeah. If I see them again, okay. Who knows? Maybe the next time you meet them, they probably already have it in their head, like, oh, this person approached me and gave me a compliment.
Right.
But then the next time you see them, don't even fucking stare their way.
Like, you already know
You already know. So it's like, okay.
Right.
Just do your own thing. And then maybe they're going to see you the next time. Like, why hasn't he or why hasn't she looked over and said anything?
Oh.
It's like, you kind of got your face there in their head, or you kind of got the compliment in.
Right.
But the next time you do see them,
it's like,
stare away.
Right. Then, right. And, like, see if
maybe
they...
Maybe that'll tug a little bit, but whatever. Oh. It doesn't matter. So it's like...
Yeah.
It can go left or right. So.
Huh. Okay. I like that mentality. I feel like I don't do that. I feel like I'm like, oh, one rejection, like, my heart can't handle it.
I think it's just how you view things. So.
Yeah. And so I guess from a guy's perspective, like, I'm always very, like, curious as to if you're okay with the girl approaching, or if you're kind of like,
oh, 100%.
Yeah,
what the heck.
Okay,
if you ask any guy if they would like a girl approaching or starting it off, oh, they'll 100% agree.
Really?
Yeah, it's like guys always have to approach, and that's the thing with, you know, society these days, or for the longest time.
Yeah.
It's like the guys approach, the guys, you know, do this and that, you know, passenger princess, whatever, you know. It's like,
me.
So it's like, yeah, for the first time, if a girl approaches first, I think that would make the guy feel like, oh, shoot, like, super flattered. Or
I guess, like, right, I have a little bit of that mindset of, like, passenger princess. Mm-hmm. Like, I want the
guy.
That's
okay. Like, I mean.
Right? Mm-hmm. To, like, take initiative. And so, like, I don't want it to, like, start out like that, you mm-hmm. know? But I do think I've been hearing like more and more, it's just like kind of a relief to you guys
for
the girl to approach first.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Because
we always have this pressure, right? Like, it's like guys always have the pressure to think about, damn, how should I approach this girl? And what should I say right off the bat or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
But then let's say like a guy's just waiting for a drink at the bar or something, and the girl taps his shoulder like, hey, I like your outfit, or I think you're cute. Yeah, he's going to think like in the back of his head, like, oh man, okay.
Oh.
I like this.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, you, girls, like, you're the ones that get the tap on the shoulder, or, you know, like, hey, like, I think you're cute.
Right.
But guys never get that right off the bat.
Right.
So it's like, if you do that, then yeah, you're already in his head.
Okay, maybe I just need to, I really need to be more bold, I think. I like that, like, perspective shift. Hopefully the next time we're out, I'll just build confidence.
Take a lap and then, you know, find someone. Okay.
Yeah. And so I guess in terms of, like, that stuff, do you believe in, like, wingmanning or, like,
oh, yeah,
wingwomaning?
100%. Because when I was 21, like when I first turned 21, I went to my first little club, Lime.
Oh, then, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, I did not know how to approach a girl or talk to a girl, to be honest. And then I got wingmanned by some dude. I don't even remember. He wasn't even my friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was my friend's friend. And then wingmanned me. And then that's how I got into it. Or I got talking to a girl and then swindled me for a drink and then bounced.
Oh my gosh.
Shake my head.
Wait, this reminds me of a time where I was out at General Lee's.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy was like, oh, like, let me buy you guys drinks. Mm-hmm. And then, so we like went to the bar, he bought us drinks, whatever, hung out with them for like 30 minutes. And then I was like, I'm not that interested. Mm-hmm. Should we go dance now? And so we kind of like dipped. And then later in the night, he got mad.
He approached you guys again.
So,
and
so he approached us and he literally like booed me at the club.
Wow.
And so from a guy's perspective, if you buy a girl a drink, she hangs out for a little bit. Like, do you think that there's an obligation for the girl to like stick around after buying her a drink?
No, obviously not. Because if you're not interested, then yeah, you can just walk away. It's like, you're not obligated to do anything. But then from a guy's perspective, obviously, it's kind of, it kind of hurts because, like, damn, like, drinks ain't that cheap, but it's like, but I mean, what can you do at the end of the day? Like, I wasn't, like, that guy's an asshole. Why are you going to approach the girl again and be like,
yeah, no? Like, yeah.
For me, it was like, okay.
Like, I'm a little butthurt.
It,
but like,
it is what it is. Like, what can I do?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay. Because, I mean, like, I mean, I get that too. It's like, yeah, you spent money on this drink, mm-hmm. but I don't know. To me, I'm kind of like,
if there's not a connection, then yeah, it's like, what can you do? You're not going to stick around and fake everything. Like,
right, so. Right. Because also, I think in terms of that, it's like, okay, I don't want to like lead you on if I'm not looking for anything.
Facts,
you know, everyone's busy. Yeah. Like, we're busy. Mm-hmm. And so like, if I'm overthinking about it after the fact, or like it stops me from approaching people like the next time, it's like, I don't have time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, right, we're kind of just like forced to like move on.
Yeah, 100%. It's like, why would you dwell on it? It's like, there's also the next time you go out, there's a next chance. Or,
right.
So if you keep thinking about it throughout the week, then why are you letting that bring you down? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they just have bad taste.
Yeah.
If I get rejected,
that's facts.
You have bad taste.
That's confidence. Like the factors that go into confidence is how you feel internally and how you feel externally. Like, if you're dressing the way that you like and you feel good about it, then that's part of confidence. And then, you know, internally, like, I feel like just doing the things that make you happy, whether it's going to the gym, or for me, it was like going hiking. And then I go hiking without music. And I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, really?
No music, no nothing. I just go natural. And then one time I went to Malibu and like hiked 7 miles.
Oh,
by myself, I drove to Malibu, hiked 7 miles and drove back. That's something that I kind of like to do. Just get in your thoughts or think about, you know, just everything. And that helped me internally. And then thrifting, stuff like that,
right.
External stuff. Like
fit's been on point.
Fits, like,
yeah.
You know, just find the stuff that you like and like make you feel like you look good or whatever. Like, you know, right. People tell me, you dress like an old man, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, like, I like the way I dress. So it's, okay. Yeah. It is what it is. You can't really think about what other people think. They have their own opinions about it, then whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, that's facts. I do think, like, right, as superficial as, like, your outfit is and whatnot, it's oftentimes, like, it's the first impression you're giving off. Mm-hmm. Like, that in your face, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, of course.
And so, like, I do think, like, on the nights where I'm, like, not feeling great, like, externally, or, like, let's say I was, like, rushed for time, like, didn't properly, like, do my hair, my makeup, or something like that, it's inevitably gonna affect my internal. Mm-hmm. And so I have found, like, okay, like, I put on a good outfit, I'm
oh, you feel, hell yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Every time you look good in the mirror, you feel like you look a bit good in the mirror, then, yeah, that makes you feel good on the inside. So everything, I feel like, it's, like, plays a factor in how you feel. I always go out, and if I think I look good, I'm going to be confident.
Yeah.
Like, if I go out and we go out to the club, I like dancing it as it is, but then if I know that I look good.
Oh. Right. Oh, yeah, double whammy. Game over.
Yeah, it's like, come on, yeah.
Yeah. I also think, like, right, what you said about, like, building confidence internally, you being able to find something where you're able to, like, think about your thoughts, like, freely, mm-hmm. right? Like, 7 hours of, like...
Oh, 7 miles.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm not hiking for 7 hours. Oh, maybe. But yeah, yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Each mile does not take you an hour.
Damn, you were walking like a turtle.
Hell slow. But, like, yeah, having, like, different ways of kind of, like, just, like, decompressing, mm-hmm. like, giving yourself time to, like, think about, like, your life, like, what you need to work on, or even just, like, past events, I think is always, like,
good. Well, that's needed.
Yeah. Like,
different ways that you can kind of just find. For me, like, it was, like, going to the beach. I post up with, like, a lawn chair or whatever those called.
Yeah.
And I just read for a couple hours and then... had a journal in my bag. I never journaled or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And then pulled out a journal, started journaling my thoughts and stuff like that. Just uh-huh. random things that you might think that could have been cheesy before in your life. Try it. You never know, right?
Mm.
So it's like, for me, it's like, before, like, I thought journaling was just, you know, something. Why would I do that? Why would I need to? Or, like,
right.
post up at the beach and just chill by yourself, journal, whatever. Like, and I tried it and it's, you know, it's like, yeah, it kind of helps. So it's like, you just try it.
Yeah.
So you never know until you try it again. So.
Yeah, that's true. I do feel like, I don't know, as I get older, it's like, oh, everything I thought was corny before, everything that I thought was, like, kind of like woo-woo mm-hmm. and all of that. Like, I'm like, oh, there's, like, a reason.
Yeah.
People talk about that 100%. Shit so much.
Yeah, yeah.
At least for me, like, being able to just process.
Yeah.
Because, like, even, like, learning about, like, how you best process, I think has, like, been a game changer for me. Because before, like, I didn't have an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I held, like, a lot of things in. Mm-hmm. But now that I've been able to just kind of get things down on paper, or, like, even, like, right, I'll take my like, self-vlogs. Like, I will literally record myself mm-hmm. just, like, talking to myself. And it just, like, brings clarity.
Right.
You know?
That's different outlets of, you know, therapeutic outlets.
Yeah. Episodes. Yeah.
Why
yeah.
not?
Don't think it's corny.
Why
don't
not?
Don't think it's corny, y'all. Okay. I, like, sent you a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, need your opinion on it because okay. I've always been curious about this. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so this guy on TikTok, I'll insert it. He goes,
first interaction that a guy has with a girl, they will for sure know if they are attracted to them or not, or if, like, they want to date them or whatever their intentions are. Your mind just starts thinking of scenarios with them. Whether it be, like, relationship scenarios or just, like, one-night stand scenarios, whatever it is, a guy knows off rip.
Guys know within the first 15 seconds, like...
I don't know about 15 seconds. That's pretty damn short. But it's like... it's like the 15 seconds is, like, you see him and that you automatically think, no? Like, no. It's like, of course, 15 seconds, I feel like it's just appearance-wise.
Right.
If you're attracted to him or not. But I think within the first maybe 10 minutes...
I think for me, I can... like tell if I'm like attracted to someone purely physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 15 seconds is purely
seconds.
Physical.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. But like in terms of like relationship, like long term or short term, I think you can grow on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
100%. That's why it takes more than 15 seconds. So you give that first 5, 10, or maybe like 15, just
right.
You know, half the night, whatever. It's like you kind of go along with it. Maybe like the 15 seconds you see like, oh, maybe they're not what I think they look
they
like.
Are, or right.
Like, but then you keep going on throughout the night and then you say, oh, they're really cool. It's like, you vibe, and then that's different. So
yeah.
Obviously, physical attraction comes first, right? But then it's like there's a difference between physical and then like the vibes that you have with someone, or like the connection that you have with someone. I think that's different. So
like going off of that, I've also heard guys specifically will always go back to whether or not they were physically attracted at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
AKA, like, let's say a guy wasn't physically attracted.
At first, okay.
And then got to know her, got into a relationship, mm-hmm. have been dating for however long.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that it will always end if they weren't physically attracted at the very beginning. Mm. What do you think?
Maybe it's true. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But personally, I'm not too sure, but
right.
Yeah, I don't know about some guys, but yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like I assume.
Cause why get in the relationship? They must've thought there was a connection then if they got into a relationship,
uh-huh.
if they weren't physically attracted.
Right. Like what was the reason?
Yeah. What was the reason? Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they just desperate or I don't know. Who knows? Like, I don't know. Like,
right.
They probably just jumped in and then, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I do think that's a tough one. Also, like, I assume from your experience, like, you were physically attracted.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Dated, so, like,
yeah. It's not all about physical attraction. Like, you can be physically attracted to someone, and then if there's no connection, it's like, that's where you cut off, though. You go on these dates, and then you're physically attracted. That's why you go on these dates. And by the third or fourth date, like, you kind of see that there's no really connection, or there is a connection, but you don't see it going long term, so cut off. Like, it's a hard thing to do.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's like you gotta learn how to do it.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I had to go through, to be honest. And then I cut her off, and it's like, damn, I kind of feel bad, but it's like, what can you do? It's like, if I keep going, then you're gonna lead someone on. So it's like,
right, like it's so much worse when like it's just like, just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would so much rather you cut it off early rather than like feel bad for me. And like, that's the reason you kept it going. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's where I had the dilemma of like, damn, do I keep it going or do I just like cut it off now?
Right.
I would cut it off now because like if things are just going to get worse if I keep going. Like,
yeah, because I think that's when like whoever like wasn't really in it, like they get confused because, right, the more time you spend with somebody, mm-hmm. the more
feelings that they're going to have for you. And then I feel like that would have been hard. That's where I saw it going.
Yeah. But you cut it off.
Yeah.
I remember when you FaceTimed the girls.
The girls, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think like that's why it's important to have like, you know, a big community of people
where
you're like, okay, what do I do?
Because I didn't know, like, because it's tough, like, because you see that they're a good person, like they're really cool, and then I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, how do I go about this? Because for me, I knew that she liked me more than I liked her. Yeah, let me call the girls and ask them, how should I approach this situation?
Right.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah, and so in those situations where you realize like this isn't your person, mm-hmm. like you don't see this going further, like how do you cut it off? How did you do it?
I just told her straight up, like, hey, like I don't. Well, first she was like, hey, what are we right now? Right, it's that question.
Oh, she asked.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, fuck. So yeah, it's just like, oh, let me just be honest with you. Like, I don't think I see this going further.
Right.
And then yeah, just went from there. I just told her straight up, like, yeah, I don't want to be the one to lead you on, and I don't want to hurt your feelings later. So it's like, rather just end it now.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I think that's the
way to go about it, because if you keep going, then it's like
you could potentially even grow feelings back, but like, is that all fake because they just like you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gotta cut it off when the time's right. And I think that time is like probably like 3-4 days in, because if you take it further, because 3-4 days is like what, 3-4 weeks, I'm assuming, unless you're going on a date like every couple of days a week.
Right.
For me, it was like on the weekly or like on the weekends because I don't have time.
Uh-huh.
So that was like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more time goes on, it's like, damn, it gets a little tricky there. So,
oh yeah,
might as well cut it off.
I mean, there was a guy like last year-ish where we were seeing each other every like 3 weeks, every 4 weeks.
That's wild. So you guys were talking for like months.
It was like three and a half months.
Huh?
But like my thing was like, if you're not seeing me on like a more regular like cadence where it's like once a week at mm-hmm. least, I'm going to assume on my end, like you're not
interested. You grow distant. Yeah. But what was his reasoning not seeing?
Honestly, he would just not respond to me. Like he was just busy. Like he would be like, oh, I'm up.
That's where you cut it off though. Come on.
I know. I honestly, like I think back and I'm like, why didn't I cut it off? And it was almost like sunk costs. Like I already invested this much time. Mm-hmm. I need to get something out of it. Like I literally was like, let me get a gym tip.
Uh-huh.
Or like
a gym tip out of him?
Yeah. Cause like he worked out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Was it the boxing guy?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, never mind. I'm throwing it back, way back. Wait, okay.
Whoa, that's like, okay, yeah, okay, that's okay. Way back.
Okay.
What did I learn from that relationship, though? Honestly, from that, I think I learned to almost like love myself more or to value myself more. Because like he was one of the like pillars of, oh, if somebody is this interested in me, if somebody likes me this much, like there must be a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so honestly, so grateful to him.
Hey,
you know,
you live and you learn. So,
oh yeah. I was baby back then.
We're all babies. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like
we've all grown.
Yeah. We've come a long way. We've met all the exes. Yeah. We've had all the opinions about the exes. And so, yeah, it's been a long time coming. Mm. With not boxer guy, but gym guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, what do you think is like an acceptable time for somebody to be like not texting you back?
Well, if it's like a week or a couple of days,
it
and
was
that's
a week,
like
it was a, it's week. A week.
Yikes. That's might have been on the bottom of the list, I have to say, but it's like, who knows?
Ouch.
It's like, no, I'm just saying, in general, if like, the dude's like texting you back super late,
right?
That could be a factor, but I'm not saying it is.
Right.
I'm not saying it is.
It's okay.
But
it's okay.
I'm saying, like, it's like, yeah, you might have a roster. Like, you girls have rosters too. Don't act like this is like one-sided where guys are having rosters and girls are not. No, yeah, there's rosters.
Right.
I didn't.
Okay.
I'm not a roster.
He's not a roster boy.
No, I'm not a roster boy. But it's like,
wait. Yeah. I think at the beginning of my dating like history, I was never a roster girl. It was like, okay, I find one person I like.
No, yeah,
I'm invested.
Mm.
But then I think as the years have gone on, I've realized that like I like having a roster because because wait, listen.
You're a roster girl now. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, here's my reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Let me justify myself. Mm. I think when I am focused on one person solely, I go crazy.
Because you're investing so much thought and time. Okay.
It's like, it's just, I just like low-key spiral. Like, it's like, oh, okay. Like, I'm so focused on what I'm saying in the text. I'm so focused on getting a text back. I'm so focused on like making sure I appear a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like when I'm a little bit busier, like mentally, emotionally, it's like, oh, okay, if this doesn't work out, I know the people or like,
I see.
It like just spreads out the
thoughts during the daily or.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so I've turned into a roster person, but you're not a roster guy.
No, I don't like that. It's okay. Just too much. That's why I got off Hinge too. Cause it's like, I'm already busy as it is during the week. And then it's like, you think of, that's why I reply late as hell on Hinge. And then girls, like if the dude doesn't reply on Hinge within a day or two, you're
unmatched.
Oh yeah, you're not even unmatched. You're not even gonna get a reply because like they have so many of these dudes, other dudes on the Hinge.
Right.
It's like you're just one of them. You know, one of the statistics on the fucking Hinge. Hinge matches. It's like, so if I don't message back within a day or two, then I'm out the game.
And so is it purely for like your capacity that you don't have a roster, or do you also think like you're?
That's just not really me. Because if you're really interested in this one girl, then why have the other girls as backup or as bench? It's just like, I don't know, like, shoot your shot, try your best with this one girl. If it doesn't work out, then go find another one. Why have this backup that you have to message on the side, keep them up? Because if you stop, like you said, if there's a duration of time where you don't message them back, then you grow distant. So let's say you're really interested in this one girl and you want to invest all this time in this one, but you have these backup girls, right? Uh-huh. So you're texting multiple girls at once, but you're trying to pursue this one main girl.
They are ranked. There's always one person I'm that sure, you like the most.
So it's like there's a starter on the bench. Like, you know? So it's like if you're pursuing the starter, then pursue her. And then, I mean, it's like if you're pursuing the starter, you're messaging the side ones on the side. Like,
right.
It's like too much to think about.
Yeah.
And too much energy expended.
Yeah.
So why not just focus on one? And then if that doesn't work out, just move on.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I almost think like mentality wise, right? People say because of the dating apps, like nobody's ever really committed because they know that they have other options.
That's why I hate the dating app. Because it's my first time on Hinge. Because when I was single, it was only Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
And Hinge didn't pop up until later.
Right.
And then this was my first time trying Hinge. And it's a fucking game, dude. It's literally a game. And I don't like that shit. Like, you look at these like things and if you don't meet one requirement, then you're out. It's like, so it's like you have these requirements, you know, like the height, whatever. And then, is it true that girls look at the height and they minus 1 inch just in case? So let's say a dude has like 5'8 or 5'9 or whatever.
It's like,
you're going to view, okay, he's 5'7.
Right, like you're a shorty. Which honestly, I've noticed a pattern. Like, I think I just like short guys.
Huh?
Which is different. Mm. But it's like almost because
short kings.
Hey, I would rather a good face than height. And so like, you know, it's just trade-offs.
Reminds me of one of our friends.
Oh, yeah.
How's you?
Yeah. I think a lot of our guy friends have games.
Just getting to know someone, or it's like so tough. Like, if you want to meet up and just get to know someone, just fucking do it. And it's like, even getting to that stage is difficult on Hinge. Like, because for me, I'm not a good texter.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I need to be in person and have a conversation to get to know someone, right?
Yeah.
It's like, but even getting to that stage is difficult on Hinge. Like, you say, like, hey, you want to get dinner or lunch or coffee at this time, you don't get a message back. But they're probably going to think, oh, you're a sick creeper. Like, for me, I'm like, no, like getting to know someone in person is a lot more easier and a lot better for me. Like,
yeah. I agree. Like, I think there's like a fine balance between like talking enough to a guy on the apps, but then also like if you get too into that pattern of like talking about everything, question.
Oh, I don't. Because you meet in person, fucking gonna tell them about.
Literally.
Yeah, it's like you've already said it, everything over the messages. Like, okay, now what do I say?
And then, right? If you throw in multiple people into that, it's like, oh, pre-date, I'm literally studying. I'm literally going back in our texts and going, oh shit, let me read all of
this. That's why you don't get a roster.
Well, I'm fully...
I heard that you're done, so you're done with the dating scene?
I'm done with it right now. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I burnt myself out. If I meet someone organically...
Dude, that's the best way though.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of tough right now in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Right? I've like known you. I've known our entire group of friends for so many years. And so it also makes it that like... I've already met all the friends of friends, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, I don't know, like birthday parties, like stuff like that, where it's like, oh, I'm interacting with kind of new people, I think is always like helpful. Because I don't know, when else am I going to like meet a new person?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like you see in movies, like you go to a cafe and then there's some guy or girl on the next to you, you're just like, he's cute. And then you walk up to the register and it's like, oh, it bumped. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like meeting someone like that, like naturally doing this, like things you like, whether you're on a hike and then maybe meet someone. It's like,
right.
Yeah. You would love that, but it doesn't happen.
It like, really doesn't.
So it's like, yeah, you have no other option than to get on Hinge.
Yeah. So it's like, I think it's also like the dating apps being creative have enabled people to not approach in person. Because it's like, why would I go out and get rejected? than not even see the match online. Right. You know? Yeah, it's like breeded weakness in me.
I mean, but that's like that with a lot of people. I don't like the dating apps. I don't like that shit.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, then, yeah, if you meet any cool, interesting people, you let me know. Because I'm open to organic meats.
Ooh, but the only people I meet is old people on an everyday basis coming into the clinic.
JK,
so.
JK. If they've had a hip replacement, please rule them out.
Hip replacement, knee replacement, that's all I see. So if you want that, then hey.
No, no. Wait, the other day I was like literally just walking on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. At the 20-minute mark, literally my hip gave out under me. Bruh. So it can't be.
But yeah, because that's the same size you did the ACL, right?
Yeah, yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, just so many health problems. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you guys go about it on Hinge? Like, you see a match, or like, you know, like, what are women's thoughts on Hinge when they, you know, scroll through and then they see a match or stuff like that?
Yeah, and so I guess like initial stages, I will always like send a comment if I am interested.
So you're
in
the
someone.
One to send first?
I will send first.
Huh?
I will send first just because
I had some do that, but
yeah.
Nah. The majority of the girls, they wait for the first.
Really? Mm-hmm, yeah. You see, I get bold when it comes when I'm hiding
That's
behind
good,
my
though.
Phone.
You can be bold.
Yeah, cuz also like Julie has said this before, like, you're never gonna get the guy that you want if you don't make the first move or like make your interest known. Because like, otherwise, yeah, they may be interested in you, but like, is that who you want, you know? And so, yeah, I'm really bold. I'll just like make a comment. I like really try not to send likes because, right, you're gonna get lost. Like, you just, right? Like, if someone has 20+, 100+, then it's like, yeah, why, you know? And so, like, let me be funny. Like, let me, like, use my personality a bit.
Did you ever send the rose?
Oh, heck no. Oh, my gosh. Heck no. That's embarrassing. Wait, did you ever get roses?
I got a couple, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's just never, yeah.
Do you feel a type of way when you get a rose?
Sure. But I see the profile. I'm like,
Yeah, no, with the roses, I think it's embarrassing.
Oh, when you send it?
When I send it, because it's like, I have one a week.
And okay. Is that what it is? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's one a week. It resets on Sundays. And so, like, I really think hard if I, like, you know, want to send a rose. Uh-huh. But, like, yeah, I just, it's embarrassing, so I don't. Yeah, I'll send the first, like comment. But if somebody likes me and I accept them, like, I try to respond, but if it's the opposite way, if I send them a like first and then they expect me to start the conversation on top of that, so it's...
Oh, I see.
It's a double, like, I'm basically double texting, I won't do that.
I understand that. That's reasonable.
Yeah. Sure. Do you do that as well?
Well, I got no choice because women just want the like and the comment first. So,
Yeah.
It's good to be bold. Good job.
Right? Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean...
But I'm not going to be desperate.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Because, yeah, not for me. It's just like, yeah, I'm like that one girl that you cut things off with. It's like, right? Dating is a little bit of a game. I'm not going to show all my cards and be like, I'm going to double message you and like give them a potential false ego boost.
Right,
of like,
right.
Oh,
shit. They're going to think they have the control over now. It's like,
yeah. It's like, you're not hot shit.
Like, you don't want that.
Yeah. So like, it's always a little like tricky trying to.
Oh, very tricky. But I feel like some of these women on Hinge feel that way automatically because it's like they get all these likes, you know?
Oh.
And then you're just one of the likes.
Right.
They already have that step over you. As a guy, like, if you mess one thing up and if you don't meet one requirement,
out.
So it's like, I feel like it's the pressure. That's the pressure of dating for a guy on the guy's end or just on the apps.
Right.
It's like, okay. Well, how do you kind of stand out or like, you know, how do you message someone to stand out?
Right. And so how did you stand out?
I don't understand. I suck ass at texting. It's like, that's, so it's like.
That's why you don't like the apps.
I hate it. Yeah, I'm an ass. Like, reply late. I'm just not good at texting. It's like, I'd rather meet in person.
Right, right. But then, like, if you initiate too early, it's like,
no, they're going to be like a creeper.
Exactly. And so,
how do you get there? That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
But once I meet in person, it's different. Because, like, you can actually show your, you know, personality. And then you can have a conversation. Because I'm not afraid to talk to someone or a girl, like,
once that you're
girl
there, you're attracted.
Yeah, you're just there. Like, what are you going to do? Just sit silently? Like, what the hell?
Right.
So have a conversation, get to know someone, and then...
And then you go. Yeah. Because, honestly, like, past... Like, okay, if I were to approach someone in the wild...
In the wild.
I think if we met on a date, mm-hmm. I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. It's just the initial getting there.
Because you're already on a date, so what can you do?
Right.
So getting into that day, getting into that first meeting is the tough part.
Yeah. Mm. Also, this is so random. I was thinking about one of our friends, but you know when like people will put their Instagram handle on like a dating app?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that or do you not like that?
I mean, I don't really care.
Do you ever do you ever DM them on Instagram?
Hell no.
Because I never do.
I might look it up and then see what else they look like. Because, I mean, Hinge, they only have, like, what, five pictures or something like that? So, yeah, you look at their profile. I never DM'd them.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, because I'm also like, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Like,
wait, what's the whole point of DMing them on Instagram if you're just on Hinge? Like, you could message them on Hinge.
Oh, yeah, because, wait, this is so bad. There was a guy who sent me a like first. We started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate when guys like ask for Instagrams because it gives me too much insight. Because we exchanged Instagrams. I'm not going to be like, no.
Mutuals? You're talking about mutuals or no?
Mutuals. Mm-hmm. It was his recently following all girls.
I'm dead.
All girls, dude. All Asian girls. I was like, oh, he got a type.
He wasn't Asian?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
And so.
That makes sense.
I hate when they do that. I'm like, why are you shooting yourself in the foot? Like, why are you...
He's probably not afraid to tell people that he got a roster.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
I thought it was
more... Or you probably think he's slick, but he's not.
Yeah. I thought it was that. I think he's just like a little bit like social media inept because like...
He's probably thinking he's slick.
But, right? Because I'm like, I can obviously see... Your follower account go up.
That's hilarious.
It was ticking up by the day. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah, and then for me too, I'm like, if other girls see my profile under his recently following or follow, like, that's so embarrassing.
You guys have mutuals though?
Well, we have mutuals, yeah.
And you saw the mutual?
And it was like, oh, another Asian girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so...
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes, big yikes. So, yeah, I guess just like dating etiquette, you know?
Right.
Like, know your stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
did you end up meeting up with that guy?
Yeah. We went on one date. It was good.
It was good?
It was actually a great date. Lots of chemistry.
Okay.
But I stalked him afterwards,
uh-huh.
and I was like, I can't do that.
What you mean?
Like, yeah, it might have been a good first date, but if his roster is that long, right? My roster is like 2-3. His roster was like 20, I think. It was insane.
Yeah, no need to chase that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. My standards are not that low.
Good.
Absolutely
good.
Not. Yeah. I feel like,
don't do that.
Yeah, I feel like you would yell at me.
I probably would. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Like stupid.
Yeah. I feel like the amount that you've yelled at the girls of like, are you
just
dumb?
Doing stupid stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, literally doing.
Like, please back off now.
Yeah, I feel like there have been way too many like I told you so moments. Yeah. You know. So yeah, for the friend's sake, so that you guys don't have to hear my issues that often. I will not be doing that.
Good.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
My first ever podcast.
Let's go.
Come on, Gogies. Let's go.
Spilling the tea. But yeah. Oh, wait. I don't even know your new Instagram handle.
It's basically the same thing. Elshim added with 95.
Okay, got it. But yeah, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you,
this
Hannah.
Is great.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, I'll see you next week.
Do you guys have an outro or what?
It's just bye.
Bye. Bye.